It's been quite a week for law enforcement. Let's start with the search that ended Tuesday with the discovery of the body of Bradley Stone after he killed his ex-wife and five members of her family. Joining us now is WHYY's Tom McDonald. Tommy also apparently took his own life, though the circumstances are still being investigated.
Yes, it was definitely a murder-suicide plot at this point. We just don't know the reason that triggered this man. We know he had post-traumatic stress syndrome. He was diagnosed and was within the VA system. And we also know that he possessed firearms that he wasn't supposed to have under a probation agreement.
Indeed, he was no stranger to both the military and the legal parameters.
Right. He was part of a program called Veterans Court. And one of the restrictions that he had was that he was not supposed to possess a firearm. But according to records that were unsealed this week, he had two, a .40 caliber handgun that he purchased in 2011 and a 9mm Beretta that he also had legally purchased. Under terms of his probation, he was supposed to surrender those and not possess any other firearms.
And so now 17-year-old Anthony Flick has lost his mother, father, sister, grandmother, great-grandmother. What's his status?
At this point, he is still struggling to survive, lost three of his fingers in defensive wounds.
Also this week, two more Philadelphia politicians were indicted on corruption charges, though some harsh words for the state's attorney general got just as much attention as the criminal charges. Joining us to help sort it out is WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. And Dave, first up, which politicians are in trouble now and why?
Yeah, here we go again, Dave. You know, actually, the charges here are new, but the information, not so much. You remember in March, it emerged that the state attorney general's office had run a sting operation in which a confidential informant, a lobbyist, went around handing money to elected officials and recording the transactions on tape. Well, at last, two state legislators, Ron Waters and Vanessa Lowry Brown, are charged with bribery and conspiracy. It looks like they'll plead guilty.
Though if you just go by the media buzz, it seems the politician that's suffering from this the most is not the indicted lawmakers, but the state attorney general, Kathleen Kane.
Right, and she's a popular target these days. You know, Dave, this goes back to the fact that Kane is actually the one who shut down this sting operation when she came into office 2 years ago. She criticized the investigation as poorly run and said there was documentation that showed there was racial bias in choosing the targets of the probe. Now, those criticisms were very harsh and were directed at investigators and prosecutors who are now in the office of Philadelphia DA Seth Williams. These are the very same people who took the evidence Kane didn't do anything with and have filed criminal charges proving it was a prosecutable case. Further, they said that a thorough court-ordered search of records established that there was nothing to indicate racial bias in the probe. And, Dave, they used some strong language to disparage Kane on this. Here's what Williams had to say.
I was disgusted that the attorney general would bring racism into this case. It's like pouring gasoline on a fire.
And the lead prosecutor in his office in the case called Kane an empty suit.
How the mighty fall. She was once a rising star among Pennsylvania Democrats, seen as a potential Senate candidate. Where does this leave her now?
She's had a terrible year politically, Dave, and this is one of just a number of issues on which she's been caught making statements she had to back away from. She did say a week ago she will seek re-election in 2 years, but Congressman Bob Brady, as you know, chairman of the Philadelphia Democratic Party, publicly criticized her this week. That got a lot of attention. Now, remember, Brady supported her opponent when she ran for this office 2 years ago, so maybe that doesn't mean so much. Her supporters say they have polling to show she's still regarded pretty favorably, but there's no question her star has lost some luster. She has to do better.
But wait, there's more. She could be in legal trouble as well.
Yeah, this is either nothing or a very big deal. A special prosecutor and grand jury are investigating whether her office leaked confidential information from a 2009 grand jury probe just to embarrass one of those former prosecutors from her office. If she were to be charged in that matter, she could lose her office.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies on Newsworks Tonight.